We fought for some things for the last 4 years, and we didn't get what we fought for. Things didn't turn out exactly how we thought they might turn out, did they, Don? What shall we do? The next time somebody asks you, what shall we do? Repent and be baptized.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on February 10, 2021, and is titled, Repent and Be Baptized. Grab your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 2, and let's join Steve in the message.
Receive the Holy Spirit, for this promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, all whom the Lord our God will call. So as I get ready to wind her up tonight, I just want to give an invitation. You don't have to tell me now, you can tell me later. But if you're sitting in this group tonight, every head up, every eye open, you know the drill. And you've been wondering, what shall I do? Repent. Maybe you haven't been serving God. Maybe you just been going to church. Going to church and sitting on a pew and taking up oxygen is not serving God. Yeah. Have you surrendered to the Lord? Here's how you do it. Jesus, I'm yours. Jesus, I'm just finally going to give you all of me because you gave me all of you. And Jesus, I know without your Spirit, I can't hear a cotton picking thing. So I'm going to sit here till I can hear. Does anybody know how long that might take? I did that one night, and I'll never forget it. We were in another lady's house while I was auctioneering a horse sale in Oklahoma. And we stayed there for the entire weekend in a loft above a garage. And I went and sat in the kitchen one night. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to sit here till you show up. I don't know why, but it's never ended since. His favorite time of the day is 4 a.m. I don't know what time zone he's on. I don't know why he can't do 6 a.m. But he's a 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning God all the time. Anybody ever notice that? About 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? I sat in that kitchen in the dark till 4 o'clock in the morning. And the Lord showed up. And I could hear. Till you can hear. It's hard to obey. Till you can obey, it's hard to serve. The institution will teach you how to serve institutionally. But being spirit-led, let those who have ears to hear, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. If you want that in your life, oh, I'm sure everybody here is saved for heaven. But if you want to be saved to serve God because he's your Lord, repent. Be baptized. Begin your walk. So if anybody needs that, the first one that speaks up, we will be guaranteed to have water here next Wednesday. And that's a new deal. And let me tell you something on that. If you got baptized to join a church or somebody threw water on your head when you was a baby or you just never heard God draw you to that time, it's like back in the old days people come down here and get saved and some of the same people come week after week. Somebody asked me one time, how come they keep coming down there? I said, I don't know. Who cares? Come down here till you're finished coming down here. Get wet till you're finished getting wet. I don't care how many times you get in the water. I've been threatened to be whipped 2 times for baptizing people that had been sprinkled. Now I done gave away the Don denomination and everything. Darnest thing I ever seen. Preacher revival and people want to be baptized and you got to fight the preacher to get them in the water. And you're not going to get thrown out of heaven for being too wet. Get things settled, and if it's not settled, get it settled and keep doing it till it's settled. Nobody's keeping a head count other than the institutions of religion. I'm telling you, the institution of religion today in modern America do not match that Bible. They do not match the kingdom of God. And so when you find a deviation, go with God. Don't go with the institution. Go with God. Don't go with all your spiritual Sunday school training. Go with God. And you'll do good. So if you need water next week, you let me know. If you need somebody to help you find Jesus, you let me know. If you need a miracle tonight, you come down here in a minute, you let me know. We'll talk to God under this open heaven, and he'll make it happen. If you're on the other side of that camera, and you're within driving distance, and you're the one sitting there right now, I guarantee there's one sitting there right now, you know I'm talking right to you. You get in your pickup and drive to Muleshoe, and I'll baptize you. Next week, we're going to have water irregardless. Next week, there'll be a tank. Heated. You come on. You come on. Repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Does anybody need anything tonight? You got any questions, anything to say? Anybody got? Anybody want to get saved right quick that's not saved? Would like to be introduced to Jesus. Any unsaved people in here tonight? Okay. I'm glad y'all good to go. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. I'd forgot about that, but come on. Hey, you got that handheld, Leonard? Here, let me run and get it. Old Leonard coming out of that booth looked like me coming off that mountain. Here, let me turn you on.
Hello.
How are you on?
All right. Hi, my name is John Rink, and 3 weeks ago, Lauren Daigle was playing a song. Well, actually, Leonard was playing Lauren Daigle, and it was Dry Bones, and it's also called Come Alive. And Steve had just talked about the Great Awakening, and I've done a study on the Great Awakening, and it starts in Ezekiel 37, and that's where Ezekiel talks to the dry bones in the valley. Then the lesson goes into Ezekiel 47, and that talks about the temple, and the temple has the water that flows, I believe it's the east, it flows to the east, and as Ezekiel's walking in this water, the river gets wider and wider, but this water brings life to everything that it touches. And after I did this lesson, I had what I call a dream. Seeing I'm old, I get dreams. I wish I was younger, I'd have visions, but I'm older, so I have dreams. And I had this dream for 3 days, or 3 nights rather. And the dream just kind of went like this. And Steve's over here talking about county by county. And I had this vision, we're all the temple. And I think about in, it's either John 5 or John 7, and Jesus talks to the woman and the well and tells her, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. Indeed, this water will well up into you into a spring that springs into eternal life. And I believe that. I believe we're all a temple, and we have this living water in us. And in my vision, what happens is Steve talks and start at the family table, and this living water will touch everyone in your family, and those family members will multiply and go out. And I just seen this vision where two become four, and four become eight, and eight become 16, and over again, all this living water is flowing out of all these people. And everywhere this living water goes, it brings life. And eventually, we have another flood. But this flood is living water, and it floods the entire earth and brings life to everything and to everyone. So, this was through Seedbed. And the reason I liked Seedbed was he had a sower's creed. And I'm going to have to get a drink of water because I'm nervous. Normally, if I get up and talk, I put a mint in my mouth, and that way my mouth don't go dry. So, but I didn't have any today. So anyways, the Sower's Creed, it goes like this. And I liked it so well, I've got it taped to my mirror, and it's been there for years. I really should replace it with something, but it's there to remind me every day. And it goes like this. Today, I sow for a great awakening. Today, I stake everything on the promise of the Word of God. I depend entirely on the power of the Holy Spirit. I have the same mind in me that's in Christ Jesus. And because Jesus is in me and I am in Jesus. I told you I got nervous. Let me think here a second. So, because Jesus is in me and I'm in Jesus, I am good news. Today I will sow the extravagance of the gospel everywhere I go and to everyone I meet. Today I will love others as Jesus has loved me. Today I remember that the tiniest seeds become the tallest trees. The seeds sown today become the shade of tomorrow. And the faith of right now becomes the future of the everlasting kingdom. Today I sow for a great awakening. And I live that every day. And, you know, Steve talks about, you know, getting out there and being bold and all that. You don't have to be bold like Steve. You just have to be bold like you. Because you all have special gifts. And you can touch people. And I'm telling you, when you touch someone's life and you give them the life that Jesus has given you, there is not a greater joy that you will experience. And I would love to be able to bottle that up and give it to you, but living water is meant to flow from you. And so I cannot bottle it up for you. So if you don't have that living water yet, Steve will bring you there. Come next week and get baptized, and the Holy Spirit will fill you, and that way you can go into rooms and change atmospheres and bring life everywhere you go. And like I tell everybody, it's not me. It's Jesus in me. And I live that, and I believe it every day. So thank you.
Awesome. Woo, that's good.
All right, thank you.
That's good stuff. It's what I kept telling him the other day. I said, you didn't have a vision. You had a dream. Too old for a vision. Oh, that's good stuff right there. Anybody else got anything right quick? Anybody need anything? All right, let's pray and y'all can hang out. Lord, we thank you today. I thank you for John and his testimony. I thank you, Lord, that you still give visions and dreams, that you give us words and prophecies, and that, Lord, you guide us and direct us, that, Lord, the living water does flow, Lord, like a river, like a river. And I just thank you, Lord, that all that you touch find life and new life. So, Lord, tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for that momentary time in history that opened the heaven for all mankind, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that fills us as your believers. And we just give you praise for all that. Lord, help us now to go outside and be a witness of you, not do witnessing for you, be a mirror reflection of your kingdom. So, Lord, we bless you today. We pray for our country, Jesus. Lord, as the devil's wagging his tongue at us, Lord, he's not afraid. Not afraid of you, not afraid of us. Lord, I'm ready for you to show your hand in a mighty way. Lord, the supernatural will make the natural quake. That Lord, you take our breath away. And God, you reveal your hand of judgment in this earth. That the fear of you, God, will reign and rule in our hearts and our minds. That not to be afraid of you as God, but be afraid of your absence. Find ourselves, not to find ourselves unworthy from our unfaithfulness, but Lord, to find ourselves joyful in your presence, just like David wrote. Lord, help us. We're a needy people. We need you. We need your help. And Lord, let us realize what you've given us and what's within us. We give you all the praise tonight. And Lord, one other thing. Lord, if you could stir up a whole pile of them getting that water next week, that'd just be an amazing gift. That Lord, men and women, repent, be baptized, be filled, serve you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Repent and Be Baptized. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Mule Shoe, Texas. You can find us on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Mule Shoe Fellowship. And tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Mule Shoe Fellowship, God bless.